Panda Talks is a podcast that uses adult language and has adult themes. Viewer discretion is advised for anyone under the age of 14.
Welcome to Panda Talks. I'm Panda.
And I'm Brady.
And we're finally doing it. We're having one of the more serious discussions. It'll still be lighthearted, but it is going to be more on the serious side. It's my Shimonetta talk, my sex talk. So let's go ahead and just get started. Grab your drinks, kick up your feet, and let's get talking.
Viewer discretion is advised.
I've started putting one of those at the beginning of every show.
I know, but I feel like it wouldn't be serious if it didn't have that in the thing.
All right, Brady, what are you drinking tonight?
I'm still on the Canada Dry.
whoa, name dropper.
Ginger ale. Cranberry
ginger ale.
Yeah. Sorry, for some reason I was reading the can and it just didn't look right. So, cranberry ginger ale. What about you?
I am drinking a delicious Tazo, because I exclusively buy Tazo tea now.
I think you said that.
It was on one that we deleted.
Oh.
I think. Well, it is helping with climate change. So that's why I'm exclusively drinking it. And it is a chai tea. Well, dang it, I did it again. Chai means tea. But so it's a chai latte, which is my all-time favorite.
TT sounds fun.
TT. I did want to comment that I've been guzzling those Canada Dry. I have had the weirdest stomach since, like, your birthday. So ginger ale's really been helping me.
As well. I don't know.
Do you think it's something in the water?
No, because I haven't been drinking the water.
Do you think it's because we don't have a dishwasher and I think hand washing dishes is the most disgusting thing ever?
No, I don't know what it is. I think it's acid, personally. I feel like everything I've been eating has been really acidy. So I feel like that's been throwing me off.
I'll have to think about it. So anyways, we're not here to talk about our aging intestinal lines. We're here to talk about Shimonetta and how does this apply to real life. And I have to start this podcast by just saying, what was it, 2 years ago that we stumbled across a new anime, and we could tell right off the bat that it was ecchi, that we were going to be seeing a lot of panty shots, a lot of cleavage, a lot of dirty jokes. We knew what we were getting into, but I have to, like, that being said, for it being a dirty, ecchi comedy, it opened my, like, it changed my life. Like, it was one of those.
Yeah, like, you think it's going to be like a frat. Like, oh, this is just, like, trying to show off dirty whatevers, but.
And it's just going to be a funny romp along the way.
Yeah, it's going to be funny, people getting in awkward situations and stuff. And there was plenty of that, but
Definitely had the holy shit that changed. I really feel like it was an anime that changed my life, almost. Like, it's a good anime. Go watch it. It is, you know, is like we said,
mature.
very mature. So you've been warned, but. Especially if you are, like, in the Bible Belt or in just any heavily religious area. Because we watched the commentary and the English voice actors are in Texas. And they felt like the show related to them in Texas. When I'm out here in Utah going, this is BYU. This is all the damn Zoobies. Let's get into that. The premise of the show is it's a Neo Tokyo future. Am I using that term correctly?
Sure.
Where anything lewd is outlawed. Everyone has to wear these collars. So if you say a swear word, they'll know you said a swear word. If you look at anything, well, I think you can look at dirty things because they're looking at porns in the first.
Well, they got arrested for it though.
Yeah, but that's because one guy was like said something lewd, which activated his collar, and they...
Yeah, but I don't think you can, because that's why...
Well, it's outlawed, but, like, I think anyways, but you can't, like, they have the collars on your wrist, so if you try to draw something lewd or do a lewd hand gesture or something, it's outlawed. Which, you know, doesn't sound too bad until they kind of introduce, like, well, people don't know, like there's this one character who just wants to know, how do you get pregnant?
Yeah, they don't know. And some other people don't know how to appropriately be intimate.
Yes, they're confusing lust with love. Like, they don't know what the difference is. And that is kind of the main bite of this episode I want to get into, is the confusing lust with love. So I think that heavily applies to Utah, but I do have to comment on the not knowing how to get pregnant. Because I do feel like sex is such a taboo topic that you will have, you know, sex ed classes, but I mean, my hell, I was 27, 26, and like trying to have my second child when I realized I have to track my ovulation. Like, that's something I probably should have known right out the gate. But because, I mean, I had the teacher in massage therapy school, we had to go over the reproductive system. He was straight out of BYU, which, for those who don't know what BYU is, it's a Mormon school, basically. It's a college, but it's very religious. You can go if you're not in the religion, but they kind of force you to take religious classes. Anyways, he graduated from BYU, and he got red in the face anytime he talked about the reproductive system at all, which I understand, it can be an uncomfortable topic. We all have our trigger words. Most people don't like the word moist. For me, it's erect. Like, that word, I'm just like, oh gosh, just shut. And then you read old timey books like what's that one with the whale? Moby Dick. And it starts off, I was standing erect on my ship, and I'm just like, oh.
Well, I just read 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, and it says ejaculate a lot, but it's not meaning the dirty meaning. It just means, like, to shoot something out, I guess.
You guess?
I don't know.
You couldn't pick up from the context?
Well, it just said, oh, and this was ejaculated. So I'm like, oh, okay.
All right. Oh.
Cool.
Cool. It definitely kind of shows how we...
That one was written in 18. I'm going to say, well, it takes place in 1870. So somewhere around there, I'm going to assume it was written.
Maybe it was a futuristic, like, they thought it'd be like what the future was like.
Maybe, because their ship is very futuristic, but I'll have to look it up, see when it was actually written.
Right. Anyways, so back to the topic at hand. Just because we live in these places, I feel like there is a big misunderstanding on even how to get pregnant, because it's a very taboo topic.
Mm-hmm.
I have heard stories. Well, let's backtrack a little bit. You don't remember your first sex talk. You didn't have one.
I remember going to, like, maturation.
Yeah, but did they, like...
No. I remember taking health class, and they didn't really talk about sex. I even took a college health class, and I don't remember if it talked about sex at all.
Okay.
I feel like everything I learned, I found out from my friends or, like, the Discovery Channel.
Do you think that's our parents think we'll get most of it from the Discovery Channel?
I don't know.
Oh, well...
I mean, you could. You can't really avoid the... If you're a kid, you find them. I don't know how.
Well, I grew up on the farm, so I definitely knew what intercourse was.
We had dogs that would, but I never thought, oh, that's the same thing as humans.
Oh, I guess I connected the dots, but I don't know. I just remember, this is a really weird subject, but I had a cousin that was like, you can get yourself pregnant. I was like, no, you can't. He's like, yeah, you can have sex with yourself. You just... Like, and basically told me how to masturbate, but, like, we were kids. He didn't mean it in a gross way.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, he's like, and you can get yourself pregnant because you have sex to get pregnant. And so you can do it yourself. And I'm like, no, you can't. And he's one of those people that, like, he had to be right. And I'm just like, dude, I grew up on a farm. I freaking know this shit. Like, you're a city boy. Don't talk to me.
You can get pregnant from a bus seat.
I don't know how accurate that is, but anyways, I feel like this is kind of going off the tracks. The point I'm trying to make is I have definitely heard stories. I've heard stories about people in Utah having issue trying to get pregnant. Come to find out they were not doing it in the right hole, if you get my drift.
How would you not know?
I don't know, and I don't understand that one. It has to, for me, I'm guessing it just has to be that very, like, Mormon mentality of, like, we can't talk about this, it's bad. Just because the thought around here is abstinence is best, which I'm not going to get into this. We'll get into that, our opinions on that later, but abstinence is best, and, like, it's just left at that. Birth control, condoms, none of that stuff's brought up. It's just abstinence. And mm-hmm. I feel like, okay, here's your parts. Here's how they work. I remember one time, and I was like a preteen teenager, and I just asked my mom about, like, how a man ejaculates, because I was curious. And she was like, why? What have you been watching? What have you been reading? What have you been doing? And just accuse. And I was just like, I was just curious, because how does that happen? You know, like, I'm sure you had questions about women's periods and how that happened. You weren't one of the many who thought it, like, all came out the urethra.
I never thought about it, to be honest.
Oh, that's all over. That's a trend on TikTok right now, is girls asking their boyfriends, where do you think a period comes from? And they're like, oh, the pee hole or whatever.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think I ever didn't know. I don't know.
That's one they definitely cover in maturation.
Because I remember I had
older, at least for girls, I don't know.
I had an older sister and a mom, and so there was always tampons laying around everywhere, and you just kind of figure it out, I guess.
All right.
Like you with your farm animals.
You make it sound like I'm pervy. I just, okay, here's a good memory. It's one time on the way to school, the bus stopped to pick up some kids, and these horses were getting it Canoodling. On. And one girl goes, look, they're playing, ha, 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 like, legit, innocent, whatever. And I was just like, they ain't playing, honey. Like,
they could have been. It could have been.
Could, no one could see your eyebrow wiggle.
Could have been for fun. No,
could have been.
I think I heard somewhere dolphins are the only ones that do it for fun. But
no, the monkeys. There's that monkey tribe out there that do it for fun.
Oh, yeah.
Tribe? Is that what they're called?
No, dead is what they're called if I see them.
Okay. Eternally trying to get people to hate my podcast because you're anti-animal. Anyways, and then just another topic. We are just so, I want this to be a good podcast because I have, like, such a passion about this. I feel like it's just so shit right now, but I'm tired. I'm full of adrenaline. We just played our first Among Us round, and I never in my life thought I could be the imposter and, like, actually get away with it. And I was shaking that whole time. I'm coming off the adrenaline train. So this podcast isn't going as good as I want it to. Help me out here.
What you want to talk about. Do you want to just give good information? Or
I've been bringing up topics and you've just been staring at me.
Yeah, I thought you wanted to do
making
it,
your hair all swooshy to one side.
I don't know. I think we've kind of talked about it after seeing different things and talking to different people, kind of coming up with, what are we going to do for the sex talk? What am I going to do?
Well, and how early is my question right now? I don't know if this is a tangent from what you...
I don't know. I guess it's like with you when you were curious, you know, like, I feel like 12, 13, 14.
Well, but like, So it's difficult, but I've been like hearing these things like I want to teach my daughter the like anatomy. Like I want to teach her like this is your urethra, this is your, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But to tell my 3-year-old this just feels wrong. But I wanted her to know what it is so she's not clueless, and also predators get off on the cute little nicknames we all give our private parts. And so I definitely don't want her to like be a victim of someone,
mm-hmm.
you know. But like I said, 3 years old feels too young, but I'm like, well, where's that line? Like, I don't, I stress about having daughters like every day. Like,
well, I think it, I don't know. I feel like the one thing I've noticed being a parent is usually when the time comes for something, you know it. You know what I mean? I'm not saying like it's going to click, but like when, like just when certain things start to happen, you kind of know like, okay, this is the time for this. And usually it's right. You know, like if you would have told me, hey, I'm going to potty train her right now, she's ready, I'd have been like, you're full of crap. And then 2 weeks later, she was potty trained. And I'm like, well, I would have been wrong and she'd have been still wearing diapers. You know, you kind of had a feeling mixed with like we were going to have a kid, but you still had the feeling like, okay, I think she's ready for
this. No, you flatter me, my dear sir. What happened was you were unemployed and I couldn't even buy cleaning supplies. So buying diapers was out of the question. So I looked at our last box of diapers. I looked at our bank account and said, all right, we're doing it because I can't afford diapers.
But you still knew.
Because we were out of money.
I'm not wrong.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you
all
knew.
Right, all right. So to finish up, we'll do this first half. People don't know how to have sex. And then the second half, the lewdness confusing lust with love.
Mm-hmm.
Sound good? So anyways, another example I've heard, and this is also a trend on the TikToks, is there are girls out there that will not use tampons because they think that counts as having sex, which just blows my mind. If you don't want to wear a tampon because it's really invasive and scary and uncomfortable, I get it. But like, women, don't misinform your kids to think that wearing a tampon is intercourse.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what this conversation is kind of reminding me of?
What?
Pillow pants. Mm-hmm. Is that Clerks 1?
2.
Clerks 2? When they just like give her this outlandish lie, there's a troll in your vagina. So if you have sex before marriage, you'll, I don't know,
bite off the penis of whoever she's with.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I just feel like that's such an exaggeration, but I really feel like that's...
And Lister Fiend, her mouth troll.
I didn't know about that one. I guess I forgot about it.
It's in the same scene, but... Yeah, and it's... I don't know, it's just funny. Like, I remember when we were younger and all the... Well, if you do this, it doesn't count as sex. If you do this, it doesn't count. It's like, well... It may not be the full thing, but it usually has sex in the name.
Yeah. Well, and then, because in our society, it's necking and petting. No necking and petting. What the hell does necking and petting mean?
I literally thought it was petting. I had no idea.
Well, I thought necking was like what giraffes do. Like, literally, I'm not shitting you. When they said don't neck, I'm like, you know how giraffes bang their necks? Like, that's the image that came to mind. So I'm like...
Yeah, I had no idea.
Can't like nuzzle your neck with my face or something? Like petting, okay, that sounds kind of self-explanatory, but like, I don't know. I just be clear, because that was the big thing. Anal sex was a hot commodity when I was in high school because it didn't count. And it's just like, why the hell? Like, so I think we just need to be black and white. Just have the uncomfortable conversation. Don't do what my first boyfriend's dad did and give him the sex talk through a Star Wars analogy. Just sit down. I'm an anatomy freak. I love anatomy. I'm going to be pulling out my anatomy books and I'm going to be giving my daughters the lesson of this is what everything is. maybe that's too much, but I just want them to be prepared in life, black and white. This is sex. This is not sex. Mm-hmm. No docking, because that's a damn thing. For those who don't know, it's when a man inserts his penis into the woman's vagina and they don't move, so it doesn't count. And that's such a huge thing at BYU right now, or at least it was a minute ago. Maybe it still is. No docking, no nothing. And I don't know, I think we need to get comfortable with saying these words. Even like, even me just talking about it, your eyes sparked fear when I just said penis and vagina.
No, they didn't.
They did. I think we've been trained to like think these words are bad. Well, when it's our own anatomy.
It's because I'm used to pussy and cock.
Oh my gosh.
So I had to think what you were talking about.
Shut up. I definitely won't be teaching my girls those words. I mean, they'll learn it, but
they'll learn it. First grade.
Junior high. Oh my hell. Anything you want to add? I know you wanted to bring up the whole, well, no, maybe that'll be second topic.
I don't know. It's just like we talked about, because I know like growing up, you'd hear people talk about like, oh, whatever doesn't count. Hand jobs, blow jobs, armpit jobs.
Is that a thing?
It was.
Are you shitting me?
No, it was a thing because it didn't count.
It did. Okay. It's like, wow.
So that episode of Family Guy where they were
doing it in the air
is a parody of that, because people were putting it in armpits and like, it's okay, it doesn't count.
But,
and
oh, like, my hell.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it counts. I don't think it's like, I mean, I wouldn't say that it's full on intercourse, but it's not like you're not doing something that is basically a form of sex in one way or another.
I don't know, dude. It's black. I guess I'll just end this first segment with, let's educate our children. Let's have the uncomfortable talks. I think this should really be taught in school, and it really just needs to be matter of fact. And like, I know it's going to be uncomfortable for everyone involved, but it just needs to be matter of fact. Just needs to say the words, say penis, vagina, give girls an actual description. I am 20. How old am I? 28? Am I 28?
Yeah.
I am 28 years old. And I still, to this day, like, I know it's not called my vagina, but I just refer to everything down there as my vagina. I'm 28 and I still don't even know what to call my own damn parts. And I think that's messed up.
It's because you have like 6 parts.
Well, it just gets confusing, because, like, well, and then you grow up and everyone just refers to that area as the vagina, and then you go to school and you're like, no, it's the vaginal canal, and the vagina is, like, way up there, you know? So, like, is it my vulva? Is that everything down there? I don't know. Like, freak, this is embarrassing. I should know this shit. Like, let's just, I honestly think it needs to be taught in schools. If you need to separate, no, I think boys need to know girl parts and girls need to know boy parts. I think that's important.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be lewd. It doesn't have to, like, it's not going to lead to teen pregnancy. It's just going to prepare these kids for the freaking future that's inevitable. I don't know. It's just ridiculous. I just keep thinking back to that girl who's watching flies mate, and that's the closest thing she had to learning, like, where babies came from.
Mm-hmm.
And she Mineta. So, all right. Anything else you want to add before we take a quick sponsor break?
Nope.
All right, so that didn't feel like how I wanted it to feel the first half, so I hope this is gonna be a good episode, because I really want it to be.
Well, I think my goal with this episode is not to, this is not the sex talk for like your kids. This is like for adults, parents. I guess it could be like, if you're, I don't think kids are listening to it, but if kids are listening to it,
they shouldn't be.
Then maybe this will give them some insight. But I think of it as more of a way of like, I'm thinking we're trying to get people to start thinking about having this conversation.
Well, that, and then to bring out the importance that like sex does have and why it shouldn't just be this taboo hush-hush thing. And that leads right into the big thing that gets me really excited about this episode is the whole, like, confusing lust and love. Because we don't know what... I think this is what, like, happens to all these Mormon kids.
Mm-hmm.
Is, like, they don't know what sex is, and then they start to feel lust towards someone, and they think, oh, like, my heart's pounding, like, this must be love, mm-hmm. when really it's like, no, you're just horny, you yeah. know, so, like, and so, like, I mean, we get married really young and fast, like we discussed last episode, I think,
mm-hmm.
And I know there's a lot more to it with, like, the returned missionaries and the, like, culture expectation of get pumping out them babies. But I do think, I honestly truly think that there's such a high, like, fast marriage, like, within 3 months, is because they think they're in love when really they're in lust. And then I think that also leads to the divorce rate, because after being married with that person for so long, they realize I'm not in love with them.
Yeah.
And I don't even think then they realized that it was just lust, because you hear, like, the biggest reason people got divorced around here is, oh, we just weren't in love anymore. So, anything you want to add?
No, I think you hit it on the head. It's one of those things where it's like you see somebody attractive walk by and you automatically start thinking, we'll just say, impure thoughts about that person. And then in your mind, you're like, oh, I love them. And you're like, no, that's not love at all. Like, that's just you lusting after them.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, some people might think that's how it is. And I'm like,
I don't think it has to be. Sorry, I'm sure you didn't mean it this way, but I'm just going to clarify to everyone. I don't think it necessarily has to be, like, an impure thought, but even just, like, just, you know, you can have those thoughts of, oh, I want to kiss that person, or, like, what, like, give that person, like, a really good hug or something, but just, you know, just those feelings you get of, you're like, oh, damn, like, seeing, you can see someone who's attractive and acknowledge they're attractive, but then
yeah.
seeing someone attractive and your heart starts racing and you start getting them hormones pumping, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I just wanted to clarify. I'm sure that's what you meant, but just to clarify. Don't stare at me like that.
Why?
I don't know. It's making me uncomfortable. Anyways. So, yeah, that's... I guess I don't know where I'm going with this next bit. Yeah, just... I guess we can tangent into or segue into what you were going to bring up about the weekend marriages.
Yeah, it was... I mean, it was... I don't even remember how many years ago. It was just something.
I remember being in seminary and learning about this. So I was in at least high school.
Yeah, it was a thing with the, I'll just say the LDS community, because I don't know what other.
I'm 90% sure it was mostly the Zubies, though.
I just think it was LDS. Even think it was. But it was basically, so I guess if people don't know, LDS is just another name for Mormon.
It's the correct term. They're the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And Mormon's the slang everyone calls them because they read the Book of Mormon.
Yeah, so I know I remember around here it was a thing for a while where people would just basically elope. They'd go down to Vegas, go to one of those wedding chapels, get the quickie marriage, and then they would spend all weekend just, I guess, just banging and stuff. And then... they'd come back the next week and then they would get it annulled. So, like, it never happened. You know, it was just, I was married for a weekend. I fooled around, came back, and I got I got my marriage annulled.
Yeah, because I think if I could sum up the LDS culture, is we tend to find all the gray areas. And that's what you were saying. Like, oh, armpit sex doesn't count as sex, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I technically was married, so I did not have premarital sex, when it's just like, I mean, whatever. Like, but that's our religion's issues. Like, the rest of the world's just out there having sex when they want.
Yeah.
But, like...
I mean, technically, they're not wrong. But at the same time, that is wrong. It's not...
It's, yeah.
I don't think it's... I don't think... Well, since we've been married, I feel like I believe that marriage is a lot more than... Like, I feel like it's a big deal, you know? It's not just, like, something that's like, I got married for a weekend. Like, we used to have those friends that were like, well, if I get divorced next week, then I get divorced next week. No big deal. And I'm like, how do you have a marriage that you think like that? I feel like this is supposed to be a big deal. So the fact that you're just going to get married just so you can fool around and then you get a divorce, and who knows, you might do that again in a month or two. Like, I don't know. It's just, it's backwards and dumb. And I just think, you know, like, just take it like a man, just do it outside of, you know, marriage, and then go and
just don't have all these bullshit gray areas, I guess, is just, that's what I'm saying. It's black and white.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to cheat the system. I'm so smart, I was technically married. Just have sex. Like, whatever. I think there's also a lot of pressure in this, especially where we live. Like, it is a lot of families living right next to each other. So I feel like when you commit a sin, it's not just like, oh, I just went and had sex, you know? It's like, well, now my bishop knows, and now my family members can see me not taking the sacrament, so they all know, like...
And the neighbor across the street who talks to everybody...
Yeah.
They know, so now, like, everybody in town's gonna know.
And that's just it. That's just what ticks me off about the religion, is you shouldn't live your life by other people, and who gives a shit? Like, just do you, man. Just do you.
And then that's like, I don't even know if that's the religion or if it's just small towns, because I'm reading a book right now where this girl, I found it was a chick book after I was like deep into it. So I'm like, well, now
what I gotta, book was it?
I don't, it's the 12 Slays of Christmas.
Oh.
It's about a girl that sees him or finds a dead body, and they're trying to find their killer. And I'm like, oh, this is a good mystery. And then come to find out, it's basically a Hallmark movie in a book form.
I'm so sorry.
But in the book, basically her fiance leaves her 2 weeks before the wedding. She goes home, and before she even gets home, everybody in town already knows.
Okay, but I see your point about small town problems, and I'll agree with you. But if it was a small town where having just casual sex wasn't frowned on, and like casual drinking wasn't frowned on, do you think it would still be as big an issue as it is here, where you can't fart without someone like, oh, that's a sin?
I don't, it depends. Like, I think if you were just like you and your boyfriend fooling around, probably not a big deal. But if you're going around fooling with all the boys in town, it's going to be a big deal. You know what I mean?
You'll be a floozy.
Yeah.
They might think you're a floozy. I can't remember how that line goes.
I guess it just depends. And I mean, I think, personally, I think it's small town syndrome. Just everybody knows everybody, and everybody that knows your family is going to know. It's like, because I'm not going to name names, but somebody that we know got a divorce, and we're finding out from people that we thought would have no connection to it at all, well, this is what happened. And I'm like, how the hell do you know? You don't know these people. And they're like, well, I know so-and-so, and they know them. And I'm like, what in the world kind of place is this, that everybody, at least, it's like the 7 degrees of
it's
Kevin Bacon.
It's really messed up when you hear about people's personal lives from everyone but the people themselves, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I'm going to agree with you that I do think it's small town syndrome, but I'm also going to add, I do think religious pressures is a huge, huge additive to that.
Well, I think, I'm going to go into this. This is basically, I've come up with my own sex talk, because we've talked about this. We're not, the world we live in now, I feel like everybody wants abstinence, but I feel like you just take a look around, and like, I don't see many people being abstinent anymore, you know? Like, it's a sad thing. I don't want to be like, oh, nobody can be abstinent, so let's go ahead and teach this. But I'm like, I'm going to teach my daughters. And if we have a son later on, I'll teach him too. I'm going to teach him. I'm not going to be completely ignorant and be like, this can't happen. There's no way that my kids are going to have sex before marriage, because they very well could. I have no clue. I don't plan on
being. You have to, I think a big part of being a parent is just surrendering control and just saying, I'm going to do my best, but at the end of the day, they make their own decisions. So if they do have premarital sex, and like, that's their prerogative. All I can do is just be here just preaching my thing.
I just want to make sure that they're smart about it, because we've talked about this, and I've talked about it with most people because I think it's hilarious. I have a friend who, she was with a boyfriend at the time, and they were fooling around, and she was younger, still had most of her life ahead of her. And I was like, basically she referred to me as her older gay friend, because she would just tell me about stuff, because I was married, so I didn't really have, you know, we had a
You were like the one man not hitting on her.
I was like the man who's already like taken. I'm off the table. Yeah. And so she would like tell me this stuff, and she like asked me advice on different things. And I was like, the one day I just kind of asked her, I'm like, okay, are you at least being smart? Like, are you using condoms and stuff? Or are you just, she's like, no, but it's cool, 'cause he's pulling out. And I feel like that to me is something that most people don't understand. Like,
it's the most idiotic thing.
Like, I don't know how old I was when I found out. I was in a health class, and I found out that as soon as a guy's ready to go, he's already leaking sperm. Like, it's not like, oh, well, he's just ready to go and he's good. But it's like, no, from the time they start, the whole entire time, sperm's coming out. The entire time. Like, it acts as a lubricant. And so the whole time she's like, yeah, no, it's cool, because he's pulling out for the end. He's not finishing. And I'm like, you're dumb. The whole time he's been doing that, like, it's just not a big show, like, the end. And I feel like so many people think that that's like, oh, that's the perfect birth control. And I'm like, no, it's really not. It's dumb.
So I'm gonna agree with you. And this is what I didn't want to really get into, but we'll get into it now. The older I get, the more I do recognize, the more I agree with abstinence, I will say. Just because that same friend really opened up my eyes. And mind you, I was like, this is after the birth of our first child.
Mm-hmm.
And just thinking about like some problems she had like admitted to you, and you secretly told me. Sorry if you're hearing this for the first time, but I was thinking about it, and I was like, wow, I've never had to worry about STDs ever.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've only had one sexual partner, and you've only had one, and that's been like, I never had a stress about that. I never had a stress about, oh shit, I hope I'm not pregnant, you know, hope my birth control's working.
Person I barely know.
Yeah, like this one night stand, you know, or like someone that we're just started dating. Like, I just feel like there's so many more benefits. So I'm definitely going to teach my daughters that I think this is best. However, and like, my mom was the same. 'Cause look at me. I am the result of two teenagers not using protection. You know, if my grandparents had taught my mom birth control and condoms, I probably wouldn't have been here, you know, but they taught her abstinence. She fooled around and had me,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so my mom was real, and me and my siblings, she's like, look, if you're going to have sex, wear a condom. But that being said, like, when I confronted her about how does a man ejaculate, she was like, what are you doing? And then,
mm-hmm.
When I hit 18, I mentioned I want to get on birth control, and she was like, are you having sex? And like freaked out. And so But she was at least like, always condoms. If you're going to do it, I'd rather you not. And I think that's the approach I'm going to take with my kids. But yeah. If both my girls say, can I get on birth control? I don't think I'm going to jump down their throats and be like, what the hell are you doing?
Well, I think the other thing I talked about with you was I wanted to kind of put it out there to be like, okay, because I would love for them to stay abstinent. Like, that would be amazing.
Oh, yeah, but you're a daddy. You don't want them to...
Yeah, I would rather they didn't until they were married. But, you know, that in the world we live in, that might not be the best. So I figured, I've told you this, I'm like, my advice that I'm going to give is I'm going to be like, be the person that you want to marry. If you want to marry a guy that hasn't slept with 100 chicks, then you can't be somebody that's going to sleep with 100 guys. Like, if you want a guy that you're his first, then he has to be your first. You can't go either way.
Yeah.
Like, I understand, like, people do that all the time, but, like, I feel like with us, that wouldn't have been fair. Like, I feel like if I would have found out, oh, you had been with a bunch of guys, we probably would have stayed friends, but I don't know if I would have tried to marry you, you know, because I would have felt inadequate. I'd have been like, well.
Well, but I think, sorry, continue your thought.
No, I'm thinking, you know, because I don't know any of these other guys. I don't know, you know, if they had anything weird or, and you might not know, but. I'm like, I just think if you want to marry, like, I wanted a girl that I was going to be her first. That's what I was looking for. I wasn't looking for a girl that had been around the block 7 or 8 times, you know, whatever. I'm like, I wanted a girl that I was going to be her first, and she was going to be my first, and we were going to have our first together, and it wasn't going to be, you know, like, she's guiding me through this because she knows all the ropes and stuff. So, and I liked that that's how it was. Like, I can't say for a fact, like, if it would have been different, I wouldn't have married you. But I'm thankful that that's how it was. And I would like for that to be the same with them. If that's who they want, then that's who they have to be.
And I think that's great advice. And I think that really goes, like, says a lot about the date, the times we live in, but I feel like this has always been like this. Like, why is it? And I told you about this. Why is it that if a guy sleeps with a girl, it's high fives all around you, the man, but that same girl he slept with is, oh, you're such a slut. You're so disgusting that you would do that. Like, why is our society so biased towards that? 'Cause that's how it was when I was in high school. You know, like, just...
Yeah, we had the dirty girls and then the cool guys, and they were the same people.
But, yeah.
Like, and it was usually the cool guys that slept with the dirty girls. But for some reason, whenever the girl would put out, she was the dirty girl. And whenever the guy would get some, he was cool.
Well, and even, like, look back in history, like, there are prostitutes, and that was, like, a job. But it was like, oh, they're disgusting people. But, like, no one ever mentioned about the men sleeping with the prostitutes. Like, they were fine. They were off the hook. Like, look at Les Mis. Like, that whole freaking first scene. Not first scene. I don't know. That plays one big freaking fever dream for me. But, like, obviously there was a need for prostitutes. You know?
Yeah.
Like... Oh, it's just annoying. So I do like that advice.
Well, and I don't.
Just be the person that you want to marry. Like,
with the way the world is, I'm like, I don't think it's going to change. Like, even as much as people call for equality, I'm like, I don't know if that's a thing that's ever going to be on that level of equality.
I would like to think that it would be. Either you're both sluts or neither of you are sluts. Like,
I think it would be nice if that's the way it was, but I just don't. I guess I'm a old school like that. I just don't know if that's ever going to change.
And I'm a hopeless optimistic. Just, I would like to think that one day the world's not going to be a shithole, but hey, it is supposed to end in a month. So yeah. Maybe we'll be dead before we can find out.
We'll see.
So, all right. Well, I feel like this episode was one big tangent. I hope I got the point across
in closing. Or at least got you thinking of.
Yeah, why sex is important and not something that is taboo and hush-hush.
Yeah, it shouldn't be something to be feared. It should be something that, like, I'm not even going to be like, it should be something that's to make babies. I'm like,
it should be something that's
used for you and
your loved one.
Your loved one.
Well, I guess, no. Well, anyways.
You and your significant other to be, like, even if it's just, like, be closer, just for funsies, you know? It doesn't always have to be for making it. Like, I feel like to bring this weird thing back to where we live, I feel like a lot of people around here think that it's just, they, I need to make a baby.
It's just biological.
That's where I'm at. And then they'll do it to make a baby, and their spouse will feel neglected, for lack of a better term, you know? Because, yeah. I mean, I feel like the best way to feel good about yourself, I don't know if this is going to make sense to you, is to be intimate with somebody else. It gives me a real ego boost, I guess, you know? It makes me feel good about myself. And I'm like, if there's a long dry spell of nothing happening, like, and I'm not just saying sex. I'm like, if it's, we're not hugging, we're not kissing, we're not holding hands, you might start to think, well, maybe I'm old news now. Maybe it's just, like, not there.
Yeah, what's wrong with me?
Yeah, and so it's like holding hands, kissing, just saying I love you, you know, giving hugs, just little things. I'm like, that could do a whole lot as far as, like, showing people you care about them. But I mean, I feel like sex is the ultimate way to be together.
All right. Yeah. Maybe we'll visit this podcast again in the future if I have my thoughts more clear, because this is a topic I am very passionate about. So in my closing, I hope this podcast brought you enlightenment. Just get the gears turning about just this whole topic, especially if you live in one of these counties that's very heavily religious based. Going back to King of the Hill, when they're Peggy's going to teach the sex talk and she's getting death threats, and then, like, mm-hmm. only two kids show up to get the sex talk because they're in Texas and they're like, you can't teach our kids that.
It just
blows my mind, because I do think it's an important subject, and I don't think it should be taboo. I think that's just
I think it makes it worse.
I think it does make it worse.
If you make it taboo, it's something to be afraid of, and something a lot dirtier than what it is.
Well, and not only that, but I feel like that's what, like, this taboo, like, okay, my mom had these books, the Black Dagger Brotherhood series, if you're familiar. She tricked me, told me if I read the entire Twilight Saga, I could read these good vampire books. And I did that, and then she's like, no, you can't read these, they're bad. And her telling me you can't read these, they're bad, made me want to... First of all, I was pissed because I hated the Twilight Saga, but I did it. Second of all, her telling me no just made me want to read them more. So I snuck them, and I read them, and I was on the fourth book when she found out and hit them. So I went to Barnes and Noble, but she couldn't stop me. And I think that's the same, just like the secret makes it more enticing. So that's another reason why I just want to be with my girls. Like, this, here's your parts, here's the boys' parts. Like, it's just matter of fact. I don't know if I have that mindset because I'm a massage therapist and a body's a body and that's it. There's nothing more to it or what. So I do want to, but at the same time, I don't want to raise my kids to be freaks. I don't know. There's a delicate balance.
Yeah.
So in closing, I would just say, let's cut out the bullshit, the gray areas. No, it's just black and white. Either you have sex or you don't.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not be scared of this topic so we can teach our kids how to, like, properly have sex with protection, get them prepared for that, you know, so they're not doing stupid things, afraid to wear tampons or afraid to, like, be intimate with their husbands because they are, I'm speaking from personal experience, sorry, with their spouses, their significant others, or, you know, whatever, just because they think, oh, it's dirty if we're not, you know.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. That's all I'm saying.
Well, and just to wrap up for me, one thing that just popped into my head as you were talking is I was thinking, if you're open and honest about this stuff, then it might not make it so hard for them to come to you if something does happen. Like,
yes.
If you have a kid that's, you know, like, I mean, this is a terrible situation. Like, I hope nobody ever gets in this situation, but it happens. What if some guy takes advantage of our daughter, and because she has now done it, she's afraid to come and talk to us because we're going to be like, I can't believe you do that. That's such a sin, blah, blah, blah. Where she should have been like, you know what? This just happened to me.
Yeah.
And then that way it can be taken care of, especially if it was like non-consensual, whatever. That needs to be taken care of because it could happen to somebody else.
Yeah.
But I don't want, if something like that happens, I wouldn't want our kids to be afraid to come and be like, I need to talk to somebody right now. Because otherwise they're going to go talk to whoever at school, and then that's only going to make stuff worse.
Yeah. So thank you. Thank you for adding that. So I don't know. I feel like there's so much more I could say, but I don't really know what else to say. So maybe we'll come back on this in the future. Let me know how this episode went over with everyone else. Reach out on my social medias, leave a voice memo. Don't tell me the show sucks. I know the show sucks. I have low self-esteem. Just get over it. Just keep that shit to yourself. Also, we were supposed to do this at the very beginning of the episode, but shout out to our number one fan, McCade. Thank you for listening, buddy. I didn't know you were listening. I'm sorry I didn't give you a shout out sooner.
Yeah, we don't know who wants to remain anonymous and who wants to be mentioned.
Yeah, there's that too. So come on the show. Everyone else who's not McCade, look forward to McCade coming on the show. And I think that's it from us. I've been Panda.
I've been Brady.
And have a nice night, safe night, everyone. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
And welcome. I'll talk to you next time.